the days. I write through the maze of the madness. Struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness. Given this game with no time to practice. Born on a blacklist. Told I'm below average. A life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Alcohol that my pops swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bulge on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day.
In the mirror, images of me getting much clearer, dear self. I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we gotta control. Rap music in the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls and stole slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my rage became freedom, right? Dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail, in the ghetto letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory. And well, the world waiting for me to yell. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
My dream is to be free.
your mind, searching for the answer. You see, the answer is simple. Just be an example. Spread love and peace to everyone you meet.
'Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. Be the one to lend a hand and let them know you understand.
I'm your host, Kel Marvette. We had a little technical difficulties, but we'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. We are marking the anniversary of the March on Washington. That was the historic speech which Dr. Martin Luther King made in 1963. We will be dedicating this episode to that history. Our next song coming up is coming from Sam Cooke, and it's entitled "A Change Is Gonna Come."
I was born It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Close to my heart.
of the raindrops blow softly against my window all in night. Make believe you love me one more time. I'll get along. I'm sure you'll find another. Baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time of the severance when you leave. Hey, 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 hey. For the good time. Oh, yeah. For the good time.
Thank you. see the minds of many today, knowing the truth of how God made you, and just embrace your true soul. Just set to love one another, even as I do love you. Just set to love one another, because the love you find is true. Love is the truth, love is the truth, yeah. Love is the truth.
Everyone, you are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Groove with Kel. It is 30 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. We are still commemorating the MLK 50th anniversary March on Washington. Our next song coming up is coming from Tupac, and it's entitled Keep Your Head Up.
God's son Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
I say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac,
And to all the ladies having babies on their own, I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall and come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man.
What you want, kid?
I want an autograph.
The champ ain't giving no autographs today, so
I
get on.
I want an autograph.
Boy, did you hear what I say?
Yo, Big Slim.
What's up, champ?
Let the kid in, man.
Go on inside.
Excuse me.
What you need, man?
An autograph.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, champ.
Yeah. It's just a few hours.
Oh, if I should die tomorrow, oh, please let there be light.
Like the wind and the rain, rock me, mama, like a
the banjo now. Oh, no country where the people getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I have to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
It is 10 minutes before the hour. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, we congratulate you on that also. Also, if you have a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song. And after which, you will be hearing an excerpt from the I Have a Dream speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Happy birthday. that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
We will keep his dream alive.
Somewhere make a change. y'all doing? Yeah, my name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're going to do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm going to rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road. Lay back road, do some Georgia. Smoke blowing out the window. And last told it's sitting in the console. Memory lane in the headlights. Off a real life drive, and that's right. Hit an easy street on mud tires.
Back in the day, pot bomb was the place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road, jump the barbed wire, spread the word, light the bonfire, then call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. We learned how to get the guns to fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, this shit is getting old. Man, mind your business, watch your mouth. Before I have to knock your loud ass out. I'm tired of talking, y'all ain't listening. The more dirt roads is what y'all missing.
Chilling on the back road. Lay back road, do some George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. Sitting, turning off a real life drive, and that's right. Hit an easy street on mud tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raised, not southern ways. We like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. See, I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels, to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, tell your friends that we'll be raising hell with a blacktop beam.
Chillin' on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. At the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. Sitting, turning off a real life drive, and that's right. Hitting easy street and mud tires. Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road. Lay back, bop, and do some Georgia. Rolling out the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on a good time. Sitting, turning off a real life drive, and that's right. In the easy street of mud tires.
I would like to see a cleaner earth for my child that I'm bringing into the world very soon.
I think it's time for change. I want a better future for my children.
I would like our environment to be safe.
Necesitamos respetar nuestro planeta.
Este es nuestro América. Mi América. Tu América.
This is our America.
Mi América.
My America.
Tu América.
Your America.
La América de nosotros.
Oh.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Difference in my generation.
Obama, Obama, Obama.
I would like to see us in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Obama is that he really is going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists. He's going to be our president. He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama. To this country and changing America's face to the world.
Obama.
Black people, but all people, and he's almost like a reviver for a lot of people. So I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Lift your hands and say,
change a change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Comedian Rich Kiyomko. We have a little technical difficulties.
True Colors, how you guys doing? I can't hear you. How are you guys doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the world's safest space. Check it out. Woo! It's so safe, I'm going to have to bash myself. I did not have this growing up. I did not have any of this. I didn't have True Colors or Gay Straight Alliances or child care, any of this. This is beautiful. God, when I was in high school, oh my God, it was hard. We did not have any of the support. I mean, even my imaginary friends were homophobic. But I grew up in the 80s. This is like back during Duran Duran, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls period. I would dress up like all of them at the same time. I made Lady Gaga look like Laura Bush. Okay. Yeah. My clothing came out of the closet before I did. By the 20th club, I get into this club, and this MC, the host of the club, is like, yeah, the next guy up is like looks like the Chinese delivery guy, but like the gay version. Hiya! Yeah, same space. And I'm not sure if I'm pissed because he thinks that all Asian people look the same, or that he thinks that, you know, all Asians look gay. Or the fact that all those Chinese delivery guys are in fact Mexican. Not all, some. My takeouts are Mexican, just to be clear. But you know, I want to work in this, son. I want to work in this industry. So instead of going up there and kicking his ass, I'm just like, oh, you're so funny. A fake chinky accent. Oh. Hey, dude, thanks. Hey, way to bring me up, you know. But I understand that, you know, all Asians look the same to you. But, you know, it's the same for me. All you white guys look the same. You know, you look like all those white guys. What's that funny white guy on TV? Ellen DeGeneres. Except you're extremely homophobic. Hey-ya! But yeah, you gotta work in the world. We are in the world. So, But, you know, Obama did say he would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You heard the news? So we're working on it, we're working on it. You all know the definition of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You can be gay, you can be in the military, just shut up, fag. Right, that's what we're being told by that. And the opposition says gay people should not serve openly because it would undermine the security of our troops. You know, it would weaken the morale. Please. That argument is so lame. It's like saying, I was going to fight for freedom, but there are gay people here and I might drop a soap. Yeah, totally ignorant. I'm like, excuse me, people are dropping bombs and you're worried about dropping soap? Okay, just a little update. Gay people don't use soap. We use body wash. Okay, so listen up. Here's my test, my true test for strength and courage to prove that you're fit to serve our nation. Take each soldier alone, drop him unarmed in my old high school. Hot pants, rainbow flag, body glitter, and make him star in the spring musical. If he graduates alive, he is fit to serve. I am fit to serve. West Side Story, reporting for duty. Now, my high school was rough. I mean, these guys would throw rocks through my window. I'm scraping faggot on my house, steal my sewing kit, and the seam ripper. Right, right. But I would call the cops, and I would report this. I would speak out. And my mom would be like, Lee Chan, do not stoop down to their level. Rise above. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the same mom who said, we are praying to Jesus to find a cure. Thanks for the mixed message. My aunt was visiting from the Philippines like last year, and I hadn't seen my aunt since I was like, you know, that gay. You know, no show tunes, just faking. And I wanted to come out to her, so I sit her down, like, auntie, I just want you to know that, oh, I know, I already know, I'm like, you know? Oh, please, I teach in the Cebu system, the school system, there are 10 teachers, they are all gay. Well, 9 are gay, 1 does not yet know the truth. Because in the Philippines, there's this term called bakla, which is the word they use for gay in their culture, and it's a little different. But the cultural expectations are so different. Because there, if you're bakla, if you're gay, they expect you to act like, I'm fire! They want you to make RuPaul look like Ron Paul. And my mom, you know, this is opposite. It's like, instead of don't ask, don't tell, it's like, don't make us ask, make sure we can tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, said to make sure you will be the only Filipino in the world who is gay. Why? But so my uncle was asking her, Del, are you sure that Richard is bakla? She's like, oh yes, he's bakla. But he does not act bakla. Oh no, that is American bakla. See, in the Philippines, Filipino bakla, they try to act like Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, or SpongeBob. But in American bakla, they try to act like Tom Cruise, or John Travolta, or Hillary Clinton. Now, I remember, when I came out to my dad, and the first thing he said is like, stop sewing, stop theater, and stop doing that thing you do. What thing? You know. That thing you do with your eyes. Oh, you mean... Join the football team. Dad, that's not a cure, that's foreplay. I mean, imagine me on a football field. Tweet! Legal hold. But I am totally scoring. Okay, you guys. Get as many hugs as you can today. Make new friends. Remember.
Something is happening in our world. And you know, if I was standing at the beginning of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now, and the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. Yeah. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes, the symbol around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation, and come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Yes. Now, that's a strange statement to make, because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same: we want to be free. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. Now, I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period, to see what is unfolding.
If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
Would you change? If you knew that. I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, just how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Thank you. Nobody else. Oh, Thank you. up, Donna?
Come on, put your thing to it. That's right. Take us back.
Sing along with me. I'm looking in the rearview mirror. You look better in the future.
Yeah.
don't mix the Pharisee and twist and walk and talk immaculate visionist. 180 style and grinding pellets don't fade me. Elegance and Enoch and let one bless me. His phraseology sin distinctive and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard. Jairus a verb. I'm new over here in choir.